Welcome to the Lending Forward podcast, brought to you by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. This is your home for real discussions about the mortgage and housing industry. Our hosts are here bringing you firsthand accounts every week from people at the heart of the business. And we're chatting with professionals from all corners of the industry as they help cultivate transparency around the future of the industry we love. Together, we are lending forward all we know to you. Thanks for joining us for today's episode. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to another episode of Lending Forward. Today, I am your host, Cody Fox, here in the beautiful mountains of North Carolina. Kyle, I think you're in a little bit warmer of a location. Where are you at right now?
It's pretty dreadful today, but I'm in Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Okay. All right. So slightly warmer. Kyle has
possibly, yeah.
Kyle has been with us a couple times. Probably your sixth time at this point?
We're getting up there. So I appreciate y'all always having me back.
Absolutely. We're going to have to start. What's SNL do? They get the jackets for the five timers.
Do something. I need a trophy back there, you know, that with like diamonds in it that show how many times I've been
here. I'll talk to him about that. See what we can do for you.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Now, we really wanted to pick your brain about social media and it's really taken over the past couple years, and it probably should have taken over a lot sooner for that matter. But whether you're a lender, an agent, another business, what's the importance of social media when you are running your own business?
Man, that's Cody. It's such a loaded question. There's so many different ways to take it. I think the first thing is for any small business owner, which right, all of us are, when we're out, eating what we kill, it first multiplies our efforts because I'm only one person. So if I'm out at lunch, if I'm having coffee, if I'm on a sales call, or heaven forbid, I just want to take a day off. For most small business owners, for most lenders, their business is completely dormant while they're not working or while they're working on something else. And so what I love about social media is while I'm doing whatever I'm doing, I've got content, videos, so that as people find out about me, they're able to go look me up, engage with my content, get to know me as a person, so that whenever we talk next, they feel like they know me. And that's such an advantage in business. And so I think that's the biggest thing. I think the second thing is it compounds time, man. Like the two questions that I love to give LOs to help with content are, number one, what do you get asked the most about mortgage?
Right.
And then what are you surprised that people don't already know? So how often, right? Because you're a lender, you're sitting down with a client or a realtor partner, you say something to them and they go, what was that? What does that mean? That should trigger an alarm in your head. And you go, I need to do a video about that. And so the way this compounds time is I can take all the questions that I get asked regularly, create videos about them, put them online. And so now I don't have to spend time answering questions for 20 minutes a day, because I can redirect people to where those answers already exist. And it's just an unbelievable way to create margin in your day.
Yeah, and it saves a lot of time. I mean, that's when I was starting up getting my social media up and going, it was like, what am I going to talk about today? What am I going to do today? And even though I know it's in my head, that doesn't mean that it's common knowledge for everybody else. So for us to be able to take those little nuggets from somebody else and make it to where we don't have to repeat ourselves over and over again. Getting that knowledge out there.
Well, and haven't you had clients before that literally reach out to you and they just say, hey, we need to buy a house. Well, how do we get started? And you're like, I don't need to sell myself. I don't need to tell you how great I am. I don't need. And they're like, we're good. We already trust you. Like, we just want to move forward. That's how I wish every single one of them went.
That would be wonderful. That would be really wonderful.
And the more present we are online, the more often that happens. And so I love that aspect of social media.
So not just social media, but diving into the video aspect of social media. How important do you feel video is when it comes to social? I know the answer to this, but I want to hear your take on it.
And considering how many times I've been on this podcast, everybody listening may already know my answer to this as well. So there won't be a spoiler alert. Man, I believe it is the most important thing that we can commit to because it lasts forever. Right? The videos that you, because you've been doing video really well for a little while. Mm-hmm. And so like those videos don't go away. They're always there. They're always working. Every day I get a like on a video that I did a year ago. And it's like, what, how did those people find that video? That, or I'll get a comment on a video that's like, man, I love this. And I go look at the date and it's like 2020. And so it's always present. And it also, man, there's this thing called a parasocial relationship. And so we created this term. I had nothing to do with creating this term. Someone created this term far before I was alive. And it spoke to the relationship between a normal person and a famous person. Because back then, all we had was a TV mm-hmm. or a radio. And so we would find ourselves with the ability to kind of fixate on a fake relationship with a famous person. Man, The Rock would be my best friend. We would hang out all the time. Like, he just needs to know I exist. And so a parasocial relationship is when one person is emotionally invested. Mm-hmm. And then this person doesn't know that this person exists. And so it used to only be set aside for famous people. But bro, now, I had somebody from your company, actually, someone I did not know. They reached out to me 2 weeks ago and said, hey, you don't know me. I found you from the Lending Forward podcast when Taylor was doing it.
Right.
And he said, I just decided that when I found out you lived in Dallas, I was flying to Dallas and I had to meet you in person.
That's awesome.
And now we've set up a training with a lot of his people mm-hmm. that's going to happen soon. And none of that would have been possible had he not been able to find me on the internet. This is the influence that video provides us. When we choose to let it be an extension of who we already are
right.
and don't give into those pressures of like, I've got to be this persona. I've got to like always be funny or always be. And so when we do it right, to me, it's the most powerful tool on the planet. And Cody, remind everybody how much it costs.
Absolutely nothing but your time.
What?
I know.
So in a world where every lender gets 10 calls a day, with somebody saying, do you want to change your business? If you will just invest $14.97 a month, if you will just invest $2,800 of your own money, we will blah, blah. We're constantly bombarded. And I'm trying to give somebody a tool that costs $0. And yet people still won't do it. It blows my mind.
With those people that are, and I mean, I was one of them. I was definitely one of them too, that
yeah.
I'm too nervous to be in front of the camera. What if it's dumb? What if I don't get the likes that everybody else is getting? And again, like I said, I'm speaking for myself. When I first started,
yeah.
What to get over that fear to what's something that you can push them to take that next step to just do it,
bro. You said it. I've been doing speaking on this topic for 8 years now, and I've yet to find the secret sauce, the magic bullet that's better than just you need to suck your way through it.
Fair enough.
It's just the reality, but really, that's not fair. I shouldn't just leave it at that. what they need as they suck their way through it, we can do it privately. So where I would encourage people to start is in a one-to-one environment. So where I would start is if you're married,
right.
Tell your spouse, hey, honey, do not make fun of me. Do not mock me. Do not ask questions. Just do this for me, please. And I did this with my wife. When you text me, I will send you back a reply and through video. See, so just know that
you're in a control
for the month of December, for the month of January, mm-hmm. right? Whenever it is that somebody's watching this episode, for a month, I will respond to all of your text message with a video reply. Because, bro, they're working the muscles. The muscles don't get strengthened by posting on Facebook. The muscles get strengthened by putting in the work. But the fear will be smaller because that they're not worried about, oh, how many people are going to see this? And oh my gosh, mm-hmm. like what if I'm horrible? Dude, it doesn't matter. Your best friend saw it. Your spouse saw it, right? Like if you have older kids, practice with them.
Sometimes they're the worst critics.
It just takes those reps.
Sometimes they're the worst critics too, for that matter. So,
well, I didn't say listen to their criticism.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough.
Just let them be the dartboard that you throw your video darts at.
And once you start doing that, and then you're just picking it up with any future clients that you have, then they're not going to know any different. This is how he communicates. I like this. This is right. He or she communicates because they get to see your face. They get to see your personality. They get to know you no matter how far away you are. I mean, I think that is what COVID took away from us is the,
yeah.
ability to meet face to face and have that in-person time. So that is why we had to adjust to the video. But
it also gave us this beautiful gift of having a bigger pool of people we want to be influenced by.
Oh, yeah.
Because used to, we were just bought into, we have to be in person to connect.
Right.
Right? Like that's the way the world worked. So you were kind of, You only had access to the people you could get in front of. And bro, now, like my best friends on the planet don't live in the same state as me. We've only been in person together a handful of times ever. And I'd call him my best friend. And it's because we FaceTime regularly. Right. We're sending a video back and forth. I'm watching their content. They're watching mine. Like, so the person listening to this that feels like this just feels fake, it is, in my opinion, it couldn't be farther from being fake. Because we're pouring our hearts and souls into this stuff, and then people get to watch it and feel it and experience it. And man, my favorite compliment that I get regularly is, you are as nice in person as I thought you would be from watching your videos. That's my favorite compliment.
Because you're genuine in everything that you do. You don't put on a face.
100%.
Yeah. Because if you are, huge, man. That's the best way for people to get to know you, and you do not have to be in front of them. Like anybody that's listening and you are still nervous about it, just do it and be yourself.
Come on. So, that's it, man. So now, can we go deep on people for a second?
Absolutely.
So, you know, I, for the people that don't know, I used to be a pastor. And so, you know, I like to pull Pastor Kyle out of me every once in a while. And here's where what you just said breaks down for a lot of people. When you say, man, just be yourself, that sounds so simple. But most people don't love themselves. They don't like the way they look. They don't like the way they sound. They don't believe they have enough value to bring to the table. And so they are a walking insecurity. And so when you and I think we're giving good advice by saying, go be yourself, I think the advice that they really need first is go love yourself so that in being yourself, you can give the best of you to other people. Because you know this, because you've done it.
Yeah.
Man, when you do this, and for those of you listening, I'm holding my phone up to my face. All right, when you look into that camera lens, it is the most truth-telling mirror you'll ever look into. Because my subconscious, when I start to do a video, my psyche begins to say, bro, are you really going to put on a show for these people when like you just got in a fight with your wife? Are you really going to put on a show for these people? Like when you just made one of your kids cry, you are an imposter. You are fake. And so this is the very real stuff, in my opinion, that's happening behind the scenes. And so in order to be yourself, you have to love yourself. And if we can't love ourselves, we can't give of ourselves to anybody else. And so it has to truly come down to, do you believe in the value that you have to give to people?
To be able to.
And if you do,
right,
you can win in this place.
Having that confidence, having that, and not think that somebody else is going to not depend on somebody else's opinions of yourself either, and getting rid of that internal negative talk is going right. to shine through everything that you put out as well.
Yeah. I mean, you said it earlier, your kids can be your harshest critic.
Oh, exactly.
Right. The loudest boos come from the cheapest seats.
Mm-hmm.
And so most of the criticism that I've ever received on my video have come from people who, guess what, are not doing video.
Until you try
my
it.
Friends that are doing video, they're praising me for doing video.
Because we all know how difficult it is to just
totally,
dig into
bro.
It.
So we have to be very intentional about, I just received information. Have I considered the source? Because most of us just take the information as truth,
right.
and then we apply it to our life, rightly or wrongly, without first going, whoa, 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 whoa. Who said that? And what was their motive? And what are they doing? And who are they? Do I need to take that advice or do I not? And I think that's the part that we kind of skim over. And it's why we're walking insecurities, because everything somebody says, we just take it as a punch to the face
right.
instead of understanding, like, we have a guard if we choose to ask the right questions before we allow it to penetrate our souls. It's wild, man, the things that we let into our minds, isn't it?
I feel like that could be a whole nother episode just around that part of it.
Well, we'll add a diamond to the plaque, sometime when we record that one.
But that's one thing that I have really taken into account this past year and just taken it into. It is collaboration over competition. And just in what you're saying, the collaborating with others, supporting others, you're going to have a lot more of a fan base of additional support over competing and the boos and the other negative comments that you hear. So taking that out.
100, man.
Yeah. But I'm going to, before, because I want to get this out of you too, real quick, to end up in one of your previous episodes with Taylor, you had listed out, all right, here are the top, I think, five that you had. And for the social media, like, you've got LinkedIn, you got Instagram, you got Facebook.
Yeah.
What do you feel like is, there's so many to keep up with. What do you feel like is the top one to do something with, if you're going to do something with it?
Yeah. So it's a great question, and it changes every day, right?
Like, fair enough. Yeah.
Somebody adds something, somebody takes away something, the algorithm shifts. And so to me, I don't care who you are, your default should most likely be Facebook or Instagram.
Okay.
I mean, those are the two biggest, mm-hmm. those are the two most powerful. Those are the broadest for reach. And so typically, if we're just blanketing it, I'm going to say Facebook or Instagram.
Okay.
Now, the caveat to that would be if an LO said, man, I spent 20 years at AT&T, and then 5 years ago, I moved over into the mortgage space. Mm-hmm. That story should be focused on LinkedIn.
Okay.
Right? If you've got a corporate background where you've developed hundreds, if not thousands, of business first relationships, that is the absolute breeding ground for LinkedIn. And so it's unique there. But what's most important, Cody, is no matter what, whatever platform you choose as your default, that shouldn't be your reason why you don't do anything else. That should be where you create your content for.
Okay.
And so what I mean by this is, my default platform is still Facebook. I see the most success from Facebook. And so I create all of my content with Facebook in mind, but then I put it everywhere else. So I'm not trying to grow Instagram. I don't focus on Instagram, but I put all the content I build for Facebook on Instagram. I also then put it on LinkedIn, even though LinkedIn doesn't have a clue what they're doing when it comes to the type of content they want there.
Right.
But I'm putting it there anyway. And then I go ahead and upload it to TikTok, even though I'm not actively trying to grow a TikTok following. But it's like, I already have the video. Why would I not put it in as many places as possible? And so design for one platform, but then I'd spread it out and put it everywhere, whether that's really your focus or not, because the bottom line is your ideal client is in all of those places.
They're on something. I mean, unfortunately,
they're there.
Social media is a part of our daily life, so we might as well use it. And they're, whether they're using Instagram or the TikTok or the, they're going to be there. Absolutely. So for our listeners, what should, if they are ready to get started on this, what should their next step be?
Cody, it's a great question. I would say rip the freaking Band-Aid off and do a video right now, because we're never more ready than we are in that moment. You know, we've all probably heard salespeople talk about when somebody's like, hey, I need to go think about it. Like, that's never going to lead them to saying yes, because they've got more information in this moment right than they will tomorrow, the day after, the day after, the day after. And so for those of you on the fence with social media, with video, if you want to overcome this current weakness in your business, do something today. Record a video the minute you stop listening to this podcast. I didn't say post the video, Cody. I just said record it.
Record it. Get it out of the way.
Work the muscle. If you don't do that, you will be stuck here, and it won't matter how many podcasts they listen to, how many sales presentations they go to. If we can't take action moving forward from today in this moment after being inspired by a podcast, they might be in trouble.
Hey, just go ahead and favorite this particular podcast when you're having a little bit of a...
Yeah, there you go.
Come back and listen to it.
It's brilliant.
Then, hey, rip off the Band-Aid again and do it again. But
that's right.
Perfect. I really appreciate all, and I'm sure we're going to have you again. So listeners, be on the lookout for another one with Kyle. Kyle has, of course, Instagram, Facebook. He's got a book now. All so much going on over there. And thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
Appreciate you, man. Always thankful for what you guys do. And I'll be back anytime.
Thanks again for tuning into today's episode of the Lending Forward podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our channel, follow us on Instagram at Lending Forward, on YouTube, and LinkedIn. Tune in next week for another new episode and go lend something forward today. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSconsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender and employer. Located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 100, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23452.